USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump paid respects to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as Ginsburg lied in repose at the Supreme Court building. Trump has been respectful of Ginsburg, intentionally holding off his announcing the nomination until after memorial ceremonies have concluded. He also offered words of praise for Ginsburg upon her passing. He said, "Today, our nation mourns the loss of a titan of the law. Renowned for her brilliant mind and her powerful dissents at the Supreme Court, Justice Ginsburg demonstrated one can disagree without being disagreeable toward one's colleagues." After lying in repose at the Supreme Court, Ginsburg's casket will be transported to the National Statuary Hall in the United States Capitol, where she will lie in state on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has finally directed her committee chairs to assemble a scaled-back coronavirus relief package as a basis for potential talks with the White House, according to Democratic sources. But an agreement still seems hard to reach, and the House could vote on the new proposal next week, even without GOP support. Pelosi and House Democratic leaders met to decide on what course they will take. They've had numerous opportunities in the past to at least pass bills on things that have been agreed to by both sides, but Pelosi has refused. Congressional leaders, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, rejected the president's assertion that he will see what happens before agreeing to any election outcome. Many other lawmakers, including from the Republican Party, vowing to make sure voters' wishes are followed ahead of Inauguration Day in January. The president continues to say he wants to make sure the election is honest, and he's not sure that it can be with mail-in voting. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A police officer in Seattle has been placed on leave after videos appear to show him walking his bicycle over the head of a person lying in the street, according to the Seattle Police Department. The alleged incident came amid nationwide protest over a grand jury's decision not to indict three Louisville officers for the fatal police shooting of Breonna Taylor. The Office of Police Accountability opened an investigation, and the police said the incident had been referred to the King County Sheriff's Office for a potential criminal investigation. The Office of Police Accountability said it received more than 30 complaints about the incident. Facebook has taken down a slew of suspicious accounts on Facebook and Instagram tied to Russian military or intelligence assets, according to a report the company released today. The FBI tipped Facebook off on some of the posts, which led to the removal of the accounts. They targeted several countries, including the U.S., U.K., China, and Belarus, although Facebook said the activity is primarily focused on Syria and the Ukraine. On a call with reporters, Nathaniel Gleischer, the head of security policy for Facebook, described the three networks as small and not primarily focused on the U.S. However, because of the behavior the networks were engaged in and between now and the election day, they have to pivot their focus on the U.S., so the company decided to remove them. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.